Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Well, with the exception of Spot June Live, cattle contracts recovered with triple-digit gains yesterday, supported by aggressive short covering and the ongoing premium status of feedlot cash. The hog issue settled higher, with June catching most of the early week buying interest. Activity in cattle feeding country was limited to the distribution of new show lists. Ready numbers appear to be larger in the north and smaller in the south. Generally speaking, the offering appears to be about steady with last week. According to the closing report, the national hog base is about 82 cents higher. Now, except for the 52-point loss in spot June, live contracts staged a dramatic recovery from Friday's price collapse, closing 187 to 260 higher yesterday. Monday's bullish action underscored ideas that Friday's plunge was tied more to technically oversold charts than a serious shift in fundamentals. The feeder issues rolled sharply higher yesterday as well, rebounding from Friday's price implosion faster than you could say outstanding feedlot profits. Taking advantage of expanded limits, the feeder board closed 165 to 577 higher. Corn and soybean futures started the week lower, though, following clear planting weather in Iowa this past week and forecasts of similar weather next week for much of the Midwest. Wheat futures also finished lower yesterday as traders await winter wheat condition ratings later today in the spring wheat planting. Winter wheat grabbed much of last week's headlines as traders awaited damage reports from the snowstorm a week earlier, and the CFTC report from Friday showed a wave of fund short covering early last week, but that later turned to selling. Now, specifically on the wheat markets, they did close lower as traders awaited damage reports from Kansas. Spring wheat had some of the biggest losses in Monday's trading as dry forecast should aid planting in the northern plains. The plains also should be warm and dry next week, which would help in hard red winter wheat's recovery. Farm Futures expects winter wheat at about 53% good, excellent later today, while wire surveys have about 51%. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Little Mary Mac, Mac, her lungs turned black, stayed home from school from an asthma attack,
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Kansas, I should say, live cattle futures. June live cattle down 52, 127.77. The August up 207, 123.25. May feeder cattle up 425 at 148.30. And August is up 322, 156.65. June hogs up 105, 77.37. July's up 40 cents. It's 77.22. Kansas City hard red winter wheat to July down 5 3/4 at 444 1/4. September down 5 1/4 at 461 1/2. Chicago wheat. July is down 8 3/4 at 433 1/2. September down 7 1/2 at 448 3/4. June corn is down 4 3/4 at 366. September down 4 1/4 at 374. July soybeans down 8 1/4, 964 3/4. August down 8 cents at 965 3/4. The cotton futures, July up 9, 77.28. October down 6, 74.73. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.